legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by RabbitsReviews.com, the most read porn review site on the internet. Rabbits Reviews is sort of like Roger Ebert for porn. They have tons of reviews, but they also offer discounted memberships. And when you visit RabbitsReviews.com/skin today, you can find the very best deals and reviews just for you. Hey, Skin, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Andrea. Rabbits Reviews is Roger Ebert. I'm Gene Titzkel.
Well, Gene, buckle up, because we have a big episode to celebrate right now.
Yeah, is this, I was going to say, is 50 bigger or is 52 bigger because it's a year, you know?
Oh, you know?
So maybe we shouldn't get
both.
Yeah, this is our golden shower anniversary. 50. Yeah.
All right, I'll reserve my gift for you then. But for sure, episode 50 is pretty important. So I'm very happy of our success so far and the loyalty of the listeners. And we owe it all to you guys.
And the
so
advertisers,
thanks so
getting Rabbits Reviews,
yeah.
Who's been around for quite some time. And I've known them as a guy who's been to the adult shows. And they have a great reputation. If you haven't been to RabbitsReviews.com, check it out. It really is. If you want to review a true, honest review of the best adult sites and MrSkin.com, they are the go-to website, so check it out. I'm very honored to have them as advertisers for the Mr. Skin Podcast. Very cool.
Yeah, super cool. So what's up, bud?
Oh my god, well, first of all, we have lives, right, Andrea? And I've had a little bit of travel on my schedule. I was just in Cooperstown, New York for a week. My son was playing a baseball tournament there, which for
very
me
cool.
is, you know, there's nudity and what I get out of nudity, but then also to watch my son get to play baseball for a week and just eat and drink all week is like, you know, other than doing what I do for a living, that's the second greatest thing in my life. So I had a real fun week. I was out of action, but so we haven't talked in a little while, but that only can mean that I have so much nudity to get to. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to figure out like what to talk about today, because we had a few taped episodes where we had some of our stuff from Las Vegas, where you and I interviewed some big celebs from the adult space. So those things add. I was on vacation for a week, and now the show was going. We had taped some stuff in advance, but geez, there was a ton of television nudity over the last couple of weeks that I want to get caught up on. So today, Andrea, today's going to be all about television nudity, except for the first thing I wanted to talk about, which is there were a couple of there's a couple of things that are not TV related that I have to get to before I get into all the television, because this is breaking nudes and very important stuff. So let me start. Do you know, I don't know if you'd know this girl, you might have heard her name, but her name is Lucy Hale.
Yes, where do I know her
well,
from?
Well, she's from that show Pretty Little Liars on ABC Family. She's been on the show since 2010. She plays Aria Montgomery. And all I could tell you, Andrea, is she is no longer family friendly. There's a movie, an upcoming movie called Dude. And what happened was, now first I should mention, I've been getting asked about her. She's in her mid-20s, but over the last 4 or 5 years, like, guys ask me about the girls on Pretty Little Liars, and her name comes up a lot as, you know, has Lucy Hale, Aria from Pretty Little Liars ever been naked? And I'd always be like, no, nothing, really, nothing to report. Well, it was funny, a couple weeks ago, there was a, I don't know if it was a leak, someone posted something online of this nude scene that Lucy Hale has from an upcoming movie, like I said, called Dude. And I don't know too much about the movie. In fact, we don't even have a release date for this yet.
Okay.
All I know is it's about a group of teenage girls who deal with life after high school. That's all I know about the movie. And she's obviously one of the, plays one of the teenagers. But I do know that Netflix bought the rights to this movie, so that's good news, because when it comes out in theaters, it'll also be a VOD deal, so we'll get this.
Awesome.
But I do have a little snippet for you to see, and oh my God, has Lucy Hale got a little body on her. And by the way,
Dude, this scene
goes on for 2 minutes and 11 seconds, and look at, I mean, I got to say, it's always exciting, like I tell you all the time, when an actress makes her new debut, that's big news at MrSkin.com. But when an actress is this hot and her body's that great, this, to me, is going to be one of the top 10 nude scenes of 2017. And Lucy is juicy, is what I'll say. She looks great. And by the way, that dude goes downstairs and on her, too. So she's completely nude. He's muff diving. You get a great shot of her boobs. And before that, a great shot of her in underwear, which is really great. So it's no longer ABC Family. It's ABC Mamily here. So, yeah, yeah, for Lucy
She's
Hale.
Incredible. Her body is banging. I am
Isn't
loving
it?
Her nips. I'm
yes.
loving her perky
I
boobs.
I mean, I can't say enough about this scene. So I wish
yeah,
I had
amazing.
More details. Yeah, I wish I had more details. But it's Lucy Hale. It's a movie Dude coming out later this year. And we didn't even, like, my Skin Scouts didn't even see this at any of the
film
fests. So this was kind of like breaking nudes that I had to make sure that you guys saw. So anyway, that's one thing I wanted to talk about. And then another interesting thing that happened, which is Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about
this.
What's
up with this?
Well, last week, this is really weird. So we don't have a lot of live stream nudity at MrSkin.com, but basically, so Katy Perry, last week gave us a glimpse into her, personal life, we've never seen before. So I guess it was like a promotion for her fifth album, Witness. She lived, now, Andrea, you could relate to this in a way, because this wouldn't freak you out, but for most people, this is pretty crazy. But she lived in a Big Brother-esque house, kind of equipped with more than 40 cameras to kind of record her every move in all the different rooms. And as a person at the live stream of this, you could kind of bounce around to the different rooms and see what Katie's up to. It wasn't her real house. She rented it. But anyway, so the only problem was they didn't put any cameras in the shower, which was my only regret. But so this thing's live streaming last week, right? And at one point, she goes in and she's getting a massage and she's completely naked, but she had the towel on. And so the camera's in there. And I got to tell you, she rolled over. And I've been talking to my guys here in content, and we're trying to figure out, like, I don't think she did it on purpose. It was just, you know, after, you know, so
adjusting.
Long of this. And she was truly just adjusting. But you got a full butt shot. And I had, and Andrea, if you watch the actual video of this, another couple of inches, and this could have been a gyno shot of Katy Perry. In other words, I think she truly forgot the cameras were rolling, and she was nude under the towel, and she kind of adjusted. And you see what I'm talking about? Like, you could see.
Oh, I'm looking right at it, and I'm zoomed in.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying about that? Yeah.
It's rear burger for sure from the side.
Yeah,
it's just a little fuzzy.
Yeah, well, thank you. And my point being that this makes it extra exciting. Well, first of all,
super exciting.
Yeah, we almost see Katy Perry. Yeah, but
that's
what I'm saying.
Yes.
It was truly a. I really believe there's no way she choreographed this, because it was just a brief rollover. And I'm telling you, if she was another, like, if her right foot was another, like, 3 inches to the right, that's Katy Perry.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And, you know, when you're getting massage and you have the towel or the sheet or whatever,
you don't have
over
a camera in there, you know?
No, but you're always thinking, like, can they actually see my stuff? Because it doesn't feel like you're totally covered.
I always wonder about that. Yeah.
Yeah. But like you assume that you can't see it. So she might have been rolling around and adjusting like this and really thought, well, hey, it already feels like it's not covered. Maybe it is covered. But I'm loving this. You know, we always see how great her boobs are, her cleavage, her tiny waist. We've never seen this before.
I know.
So I'm loving it. Yeah. And, you know, I had only seen like the crazy snippets of hers from the live feed. And this, I don't know. This is amazing. This is groundbreaking right
here. Kudos to the Skin team for making sure we not only have the pics, but the video of this. And like I said, it was live streaming.
Hello, Kitty.
If this truly was live streaming, you don't have you don't have a chance to edit it. You don't have a chance to, you know, put some pixelation or whatever. So and coming from someone who's this big a star,
that famous,
who's never been naked. This was a big deal last week while I was in Cooperstown. But I wanted to, some Cooperstown here. I wanted to show you because it really was. So, you know, this will be one of the cooler moments. Definitely, I'll figure out a way to give it an Anatomy Award. But I thought it was. Really a cool thing.
I love it. And, you know, that's the risk you take when you do a live stream. And that's the risk you take when you are fully naked on a massage table. So I know it wasn't intentional, but I'm sure she was kind of okay with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I always wonder about that. Like in the times like my wife and I are on vacation and like she goes to get a massage and it just so happens, or, you know, it's only a guy that could do it. And, you know, you're nude. And does he sneak? Yeah. He's got to sneak peeks, right? I mean,
Or
are they supposed to be professional? Are we like, am I just being a perv?
You know, they are supposed to be professional. And I've had times where they've gotten real close to the kitty. In a way, I'm kind of like, just touch it. Like, if you're going to get that close, you might as well stick it in. but I always just kind of assume that, you know, they're professional, they're massage therapists, and, you know, they've been trained on proper draping and this, that, or the other. But I have had my butt massaged a couple times in a way that I was like, this is not a therapeutic massage, but I enjoy it. So
I wish there was a camera in there when that was happening, because that's an interesting story. Because you're like, and I guess
I love being rubbed on. Yeah, I love it. I'll take it any way I can get it. And if it's kind of, you know, a cheap feel up by a massage therapist, guy or girl, I'll take it. All right. Like being rubbed.
All right. Duly noted. Yes. But I always wonder about that, because those guys have to
sneak peeks. To see it.
Yeah.
I know.
I just thought, I mean, I don't know. I hate to project my own perviness into the massage room, but...
I'll do? I have a couple of friends who are massage therapists. I'll just ask them.
If a real hot, like 24-year-old gorgeous babe, natural boobies, great butt, she's in there and she's like...
Are you going to sneak a peek?
I mean, you know, that whole flip, you know, flip over and then they hold the sheet. Like, is there a mirror, like, you know, where they're looking at on the other side? I'm just curious about that.
So. During that flip, I always feel like my nips are being looked at.
Yeah.
Always.
Me too.
So, okay. All right. We got some homework.
Yeah. Get a report back to me on that one. But anyway.
For sure.
So yeah. So that Katy Perry thing was a big deal. So those were the two things I wanted to bring up before I go down this laundry list of television nudity over the last couple of weeks. And I got so much to talk about. So hopefully I can get through all this in our allotted 45-minute podcast time, but
you can do it.
I think we can. So let me start with, while I was gone, Orange is the New Black premiered on Netflix, and this is the fifth season. And I got to say that Orange is the New Black used to be like the go-to, one of my, you know, just one of the best shows for nudity. And I got to tell you, the fifth season was kind of a bummer.
Really?
Yeah, really disappointing. And quite frankly, it was more nude dudes than anything else.
Why did they got to switch it on?
Yeah, well, luckily I own MrMan.com, which helped in that regard. But it mostly featured nudity from uncredited extras. And we even had like Taylor Schilling and Laura Prepon hooking, like they were in the shower together, and they you know, have had some memorable lesbian scenes, and we only really saw them from the shoulders up. That was a bummer. Even this Daniela De Jesus, she mooned some news reporters. There's an inmate riot I should bring up during the this season, and they take over the prison, and she moons some news reporters. But even that, we were pretty confident it was a butt double. Natasha Lyonne and Yael Stone had a sexy scene, but no nudity. So a lot of underwear, a lot of kissing, but from a show that's been so stupendous when it comes to nudity, it was really new dude central for season 5 of Orange is the New Black. So, you know, not all the news is good, but I know people want to know what's going on, you know, when these things come out, because we go through the whole season the day it happens. And so bad news from Orange is the New Black. Now, we have 4 incredible seasons of nudity, so it's not like the show is off my list. It's not off my list, but it was a bit of a disappointment coming from such a strong show, you know?
Yeah, I'm literally over here shaking my head. Like, how could they do this to us? Yeah. It's not like the actresses have a problem with it. Like, what is the point?
Well, I think sometimes...
Give us the titties.
Yeah, sometimes when a show becomes... You know, as time goes on, when actresses make more money or the show becomes more popular, sometimes
they might want more for nudity.
And sometimes it just is. It's just the way it is. But you can see.
You know what, too? Sometimes their agents say no. Like, you know, you might be fine with it. Yeah, big pain in the ass agents might say, you know what? If they want you to do nudity, it's $100,000 more an episode, and that'll stop an actress.
And all of a sudden, the producers are like, oh, maybe we don't need nude scenes. But there you see that picture of Taylor Schilling and Laura Prepon in the shower. So you could see, like...
the sensuality.
Obviously it's hot, and they've done in previous seasons some really crazy lesbo stuff, but this is hot. But again, you know, lower that camera a couple inches so we could see the boobs, and then it's really a great
scene.
That's my Orange is the New Black. I wanted to start with some bad news. Now, another thing, while we were gone, House of Cards returned for its 5th season.
Oh my God, that's like one of my favorite shows, and I had no idea.
Yeah, I know.
How did I miss the billboard for that?
Well, I know.
Okay,
you could easily.
Back, baby, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's easy to, you know, I don't even know anymore what night shows air. I always have to ask my guys because I TiVo much that I just watch it when I can watch it. I don't really.
Yeah.
There's very few shows that I watch the actual night or when they come out. You know, you just get them when you get them. But so House
Viewing
of Cards.
On demand.
Yeah. So House of Cards season 5, it's out. And, so our guys went through it, and House of Cards, it's a Netflix series. It's a great show, but it's never been like incredible nudity. But there's always a few little things, and Robin Wright, who I think is so freaking hot.
She is God's gift to humanity.
Oh my God.
I want to be like her when I grow up.
Isn't she sexy?
That's what I want. That's goals right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is so sexy. So she did have a couple sex scenes with Paul Sparks. He's a writer hired by Kevin Spacey to write a book in this. And she showed some side boob and some side butt in a very, very sexy, very sexy stuff. But I'm trying to remember. There was a bisexual threesome with the president and the first lady and a dude in a previous season. So this show has pushed it, you know. But I'm saying, so there was the side stuff from their Wendy Moniz, I think is how you pronounce it, had some sex scenes with Michael Kelly. She showed some brief butt, but it was really distant stuff. And then this girl playing a young reporter, Kristen Say, was also having sex with Paul Sparks on the press secretary podium. But you couldn't really see too much. And then Neve Campbell was in a skirt, and then she showed her underwear, which was pretty hot, in a kitchen.
Oh, that's
but,
hot.
Yeah, but it wasn't like great. But again, like, it was more of a disappointment that Orange is the New Black, because of, you know, my expectations were so much higher. So those are two shows that came out while we were gone. I wanted to get through so I could get to all the incredible nudity, which...
let's do it.
Yeah. So let me start with... we haven't talked about this yet, but The Leftovers on HBO had their series finale, and check out Carrie Coon. This is definitely a top 10 nude scene of the year. If you've watched The Leftovers, that's the show where 2% of the population of the world just disappears, and it's about how the other, you know, people are left behind, how they deal with that. And it's based on, there's no rhyme or reason. It's all ages, ethnicities, religion. It doesn't matter. They just 2% of the world just disappears. Well, they had the finale aired on June 4th, and Carrie Coon, who had a brief nude scene in earlier episodes, brief, nothing great, got completely naked and walked into like the semi-trailer truck thing. And now, okay, trivia for you here.
Sure.
Look at that full frontal scene. We here at Mr. Skin were convinced mm-hmm. that was her real bush, that it was not a Merkin. So we were like, because it doesn't that look like that's about as real a bush that you'd expect on a girl her age with her body and all that other stuff. So,
yeah, like, I mean, yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm zooming in. I can even feel like I can see a lip slit that's a little darker,
right,
but, you know, Merkin technology.
Yes. Well, let me tell you. So within 12 hours of this episode airing, we at the Skin offices were then the air from our nude balloon was popped because Vulture did an online article about this episode, and they talked about her wearing a Merkin, and that was like such a bummer. Yeah, so we had to readjust and say, okay, the butt's hers, obviously the breasts are hers, but that's a Merkin. So it's just the way things are today. Yeah, it is. But boy, what a sexy scene. Definitely, in my opinion, top 10 nude scene of 2017.
I'm shocked you haven't brought up her crazy six pack. I'm like, is that,
I
have like amazing abs, and those are like ridiculous.
Yeah, like you work out to have abs that look like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, that takes a lot of dedication. And I'm just like, you know, are those fake too? I mean, they're insane. If those are real, I'm blown away because that's, I mean, heavy gym work.
Yeah, in her case, it's a sex pack. So, yeah, but she's like, she's like late 30s, I'd say, probably like 36, 37
she's
years
banging,
old. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
The lighting's good. Everything's good.
Yeah, everything. The lighting.
Except that damn Merkin.
Not getting hung up on the Merkin, but the butt shot's fantastic. Her body, as you said, is great. The boobs look great. So,
those
very
abs.
Incredible ending to a good show. And it had its moments. Liv Tyler did a Bush only scene. There was I think it was season 2 when they started the episode with those three girls running naked through the forest. Really, it's had some really good nudity. So it was a great way to end. And Carrie Coon, really a very daring, very daring nude scene in the season finale. Yeah. So
yeah, I'm a fan.
Okay. So yeah, I wanted to catch everyone up on that. That was great. Now there's another show on Netflix, and I want to start talking about spectacular boobies here. It's called Flaked. It's called Flaked. It's a Netflix series. It aired last season, and they released season 2 over the last couple of weeks. And season 1 had one nude scene with Lena Esko, an old favorite that we know from Kingdom and some other shows. But this is from Mitch Hurwitz, the guy from Arrested Development.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's about alcoholics in Venice, California, which I can't imagine.
My kind of show.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And Will Arnett, who's a recovering alcoholic on the show, and it's based, obviously, in Venice. And so, like I said, it's the people that did Arrested Development, and we went through it season 2, and I gotta tell you, this Madison McKinley, my God, look at those Mount McKinleys. They are ridiculous. And
I mean, they're amazing.
I know,
Skin.
And we were talking here at our office that when we do our, you know, for the Anatomy Awards, best breasts of the year, these have to be in consideration. This girl did a lesbian scene in Orange is the New Black. It was a really nice lesbian scene, and she's also been in Wolf of Wall Street. The only concern I have is they're so awesome that they may be fake, but we're still trying to figure this out here at the Skin offices. So are those real or fake? And sometimes breasts are so great. My initial reaction is they're fake, and I'm really having a tough time with Madison McKinley here.
Okay. How old is she?
Ah, good question. Do we know that, CP?
Because that would be a real determining factor, because I know from personal experience, you know, the older you get, the less kind of natural cleavage on top you have. And it looks like she has a really good amount with her arms up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the her age for sure, if she's under 30, I would say, yeah, they're probably real. But they remind me a lot of Alexandra Daddario's boobs, just smaller.
Right.
My first initial thought when I saw the above image when her hands are up and she's riding him is that there's a little too much oomph on the top, but not if she's young. So...
Hey, listen, this is the important things that I have
to deal with. This is what we discuss here.
These are the earth-shattering decisions that I have to make. But the guys are telling me she's 30 or 31. We're not 100% sure.
So she could be on the cusp of when that mammary gland tissue starts to kind of subside. Huh. You know, I'm gonna have to see some more.
We won't throw her out there, of course, as breast of the year unless we have confirmation that they're real. Anyway, the bottom line is, and by the way, she shows that butt on her is very real. And this is during a sex scene, definitely another great, great nude scene from this year. So the show's called Flaked.
I'm going to be watching this.
Yeah, the show's called Flaked from the people that brought you Arrested Development. Madison McKinley's the girl in question. And of course, we'll have all this stuff on our, if you go to MrSkinPodcast.com, we'll have all these pictures up. You could check it out. But you could see the master debate that we are having here. Are they real or fake? And I will make a call on this, but I'm still just got back from vacation and I need more time. I need more time to analyze this.
I mean, I'm blown away. Her side boob is like as big as her front boob. It's like our perfect
It's almost
boobs.
Like she has bigger side boob than front boob. Is that
really?
Possible?
I mean, it is if they're super swingers like we love.
Swingers.
My hands are just in prayer right now, literally, that these are going to be real. But I will say, with plastic surgery and the trend it's going, they're going toward that more natural look.
Yep.
So, you know, doctors are able to put implants like half under, half over the muscle to give them a natural droop. So if they are implants, hands off to the surgeon because they look real.
What was the difference? Like, you know how like in the 90s when girls would get fake boobs and then they'd show them off and they were so solid and just no cleavage and just, you know, they even go to C or D. They look like little mini basketballs, but they didn't move, and I it never worked for me. Like, what are they doing different now that they did in that day as far as how to make them look better, you know?
Well, there's a couple of reasons that breast implants look like that, because saline is still one of the, you know, top two choices, top three choices of implants today. But it really comes down to body trends. And that time was when Pamela Anderson was on top of the world and had these huge chest balloons. We call them at Playboy TV.
Yeah.
And all the girls wanted that because they thought that's what guys thought was sexy. And they did. But it was those really high profile saline implants above the muscle to give it that high profile look. Since the years have kind of gone on, that trend has changed. People want the more teardrop shape. They're going under the muscle. They're either doing saline, silicone, or something called a gummy bear, depending on what each body needs and what texture you want.
Okay.
So it's just kind of, it's progressing, but it always goes back to body trend, because I know plastic surgeons who they'll use a different kind of implant per patient depending on what they need.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's, hey, listen, thank God for technology, because when I was watching, movies or seeing nude scenes in the 90s and I would see those kind of breasts, it almost was, to me, almost non-sexual. Like they were so fake. It just bummed me out. But as much as I want to know if they're real or fake, that's very important to me. I also like the fact that it's hard for me to tell. That's
me
a good
too.
Sign. That's a good sign. Yeah.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we agree on that, Skin. Yeah,
we agree on that. So, Andrew, before we move on, will you tell us a little more about today's sponsor?
Absolutely. RabbitsReview.com writes detailed reviews of all the biggest and best porn sites, offering you customer service help along the way. They have more than 6,000 active reviews, MrSkin.com included. And they have every category you can think of, from voyeur to MILF to everything in between. They even offer a money back guarantee. So visit RabbitsReviews.com/skin right now, so you can check out the best deals and reviews in adults.
Yeah, they're the real deal. They've been around forever. I mean, I was looking the other day. You could even, like, they even rate the top live cams. I mean, these guys are the real deal. So, yeah, thanks again, rabbitsreview.com. And go to rabbitsreviews.com/skin and check out the best deals and reviews in adult. Awesome stuff. Thanks again, guys, for being a sponsor. Okay, Andrea, so we don't think I'm anywhere near the end of my TV update because there's so much stuff to get to. One is, now we've talked about this show over the last, you know, I've talked to you about this over the last year, but it's a show called Kingdom.
Yes.
And it's an MMA show, like it's about, you know, the mixed martial arts show, and it's on the Audience Network, and people might be like, what the hell is the Audience Network?
Well, yeah,
you have to have DirecTV to get the Audience Network, and it's original programming from DirecTV, and they're already in their third season, and they've started their third season, and two of the last three episodes had some really good nude scenes. Courtney Bandenko plays a prostitute and she's living at her pimp's house and she had some sexy moments. But the real highlight of episode two of Kingdom was this Catherine Hughes, who plays a new prostitute there. And anyway, great breasts and butt in episode two from Catherine Hughes. But
nice.
The thing from Kingdom I wanted to get to, and I was talking to my guys in content about this morning, is Joanna Going. She's topless as she signs off of a web cast and thanks her viewers for their generous donations. And she was in a full season of House of Cards in season two.
Okay, because she looks so familiar, yeah, and I couldn't place it.
You probably know her from House of Cards. Now, for me, when I started MrSkin.com in 1999, a couple years earlier, there was a movie called Keys to Tulsa in 1997, where a younger Joanna Going, 20 years younger, she's 53 today, so she was like in her
53,
and look at those boobers. Yes, awesome stuff.
Holy shit,
I know,
that's unreal.
Yeah, it's one of my I love when actresses span the decades in nudity, so you could see like what they look like, you know, when they were in their 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s. And I got to say, definitely best over 50 nude scene I've seen this year. No question about it, from Joanna Going.
I mean, she doesn't look remotely like 50 anything. Her skin, her face, her boob looks like a 19-year-old college co-ed's boob.
I know. I was thinking about that today. Really great stuff. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So this is like one of those things. And Andrea, like, I know people are busy out there. Guys may or may not even know that this Kingdom exists, but you know, we literally go through all these shows, find these nude scenes, and are able to, you know, let you know about it. But this is one of those hidden treasures, like Joanna Going at 53 showing this great a nude scene. I'm sure very few people even know this show exists. That's why MrSkin.com exists. So,
okay, you know, I'm doing some real close inspection right now. Let's take a look at the left breast exposed. Now let's look to the right breast. Do we not all see a significant size difference?
You know, it's hard because the way the dress is, I was thinking about that, but don't you think maybe the dress is hanging too far off of the right breast? So in other words, you're not really getting an apples to apples comparison.
I don't know. I'm just, every woman has a little bit of asymmetry, but my mind is saying this could be a CGI titty.
Oh, no. They're
so
not
much
CGI
bigger than the other one.
On this show. They don't have the budget on the Audience Network to be CGI-ing titties. So,
okay, so yeah, my ego's just hating. Because that boob is like perfect and it's big and it's round. And the other one just, you know, you're probably right. It's probably just smashed by that lace. Because my mind is going, how is that possible?
Yeah, and just so you know, her right breast is covered by the dress. So the bottom line is, you can't really make out what's going on the right side, but looking through the curtain of the dress, it does appear that the right breast is smaller than the left.
But you're right, it's probably trapped in there by the fabric. All right, just had to throw it out there.
Yeah, no, and then so we showed Catherine Hughes from Kingdom in the bathtub, butt and breast, and then Joanna Going. So that's been great. And I also need to get to our show American Gods, which is on the Stars Network. We've talked about this on the podcast since it debuted. Woo! You know, they finished their 8 episodes. Last night was the series finale, and I like to call this American Wads because there is so much nudity on this show. It was definitely one of the best shows of 2017 for nudity so far. And this was the show where that it's such a hard name to pronounce. Yedidi Badaki, the black actress, where she was having sex. She's one of the gods, and she was having sex with these random guys, and mm-hmm. she would swallow them in her vagina. So there was all of that. And over the last couple episodes, Emily Browning, who plays Laura Moon, which is Shadow, Ricky Whittle's wife, she's, I don't want to ruin too much about the show, but let's just say she makes a comeback. And anyway, she's naked, had a nice sex scene. But last night they had this crazy orgy scene, which I was talking to some of my writers here, and we were saying, we think that maybe they had more extras for this scene than they did in the Westworld orgy scene. I mean, there's a ton of nude people in this weird orgy scene. Now, unidentified, like we can't identify it. They're all like Hollywood extras that have good bodies and just did these things. But really, a incredible amount of people very naked on American Gods in the series finale, the big orgy, the climax scene, the climax of the 8th and final episode of season 1.
It's hard to tell because, you know, in the Westworld scene, they're all spread out and they're all doing their own sexual acts. And this, they're so clumped together in heat very and clumpy. Passion and writhing bodies. You don't know whose arm is whose and whose boob belongs to what body. So it's tough to figure out, but it's the same level of hot.
And there could be some CGI here. I don't know how they did it, but I can guarantee you this.
Or camera angles.
They recorded a shitload of people naked to do this scene. Now, whether they edited them in post-production or something, I don't know, but pretty wild scene, and I saw a lot of wild stuff. The swallowing dudes with your vagina is still one of the weirdest things I've seen from American Gods, but great first season. I don't know what the critics thought, I don't know what the people thought, but I know what I thought from a nudity standpoint, and American Gods gets my highest rating for the season. Yeah, it was really good nudity, so there was that, and then another show I started to talk to you about was called I'm Dying Up Here.
That's right.
Which is a new Showtime series about the stand-up comedy scene in L.A. in the 1970s, produced by Jim Carrey. And I think I mentioned to you this hot actress named Ginger Gonzaga, which has become a big favorite here at MrSkin.com, because in the first episode, she was cooking some bacon in a little shirt, showing her butt, and what a butt on this Ginger Gonzaga, really hot. But in the I get confused which episode. So I think this is the second episode. She is doing, like, if you remember The Price is Right, Carol Merrill, she's talking about going in to get a job, like, you know, showing cars or
Barker's Beauties.
Being one of Barker's Beauties, and she was referencing Carol Merrill, and she was up against, so this guy's sitting in the kitchen, she is in a t-shirt and nothing else, Andrea. Now, in the first episode, while she was cooking doing this, we got incredible butt shots when her t-shirt would raise up, and I'm talking like top 5 butt of the year candidate butt. So this was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So this time, and it was kind of a funny scene. So she's just showing him the refrigerator parts. You got this old General Electric crappy 70s.
Yeah. She's modeling it with her hands.
She was modeling the refrigerator part, and the guy goes, she says, how do I look as Carol Merrill doing this? So she just had it like at waist level, like showing the refrigerator part. And the genius guy goes, you know what? I really think you got to highlight the freezer part on the top. So when she touches the top, as she goes up to touch the top of the freezer, her whole t-shirt comes up, and he gets a full 70s woolly mammoth staring him.
Yes, thick.
Except that we're very confident that that's American, because there's no way. Who in L.A. do you think Ginger Gonzaga is walking around with a bush like that in L.A. in this day and age?
No, it's so dense. I mean,
It's like
you'd have to be dense to think SOS that's a real path. Bush.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I do love it though. And I love the heat factor. And I think it's so hot. Whenever we can get a sneak peek from underneath on anything like that, super, super sexy. But yeah, when you're doing a period piece like this and it's in the 70s, it's very rare to find an actress with thick ass muscles. But if you do the math,
I think it would take longer to grow that than the age she is in real life. Because that is a bush. Yeah, that is a bush. So anyway, if you haven't seen this, I'm dying up here. I'm loving the 70s bushes, whether they're Merkins or not. But this Ginger Gonzalez, the butt was 100% hers. So that's awesome. So anyway, that has been on. We haven't talked about that in a while. Another show, have you heard about, and I think you might like this, Andrew, because it's called Claws. It's a new TNT show. Are you familiar with this?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, it debuted last week. I think it was June 11th it debuted, and it is it's on Sunday nights on TNT, and it's an adult crime drama. It's about a group of women who run a nail salon, and that's just what their jobs are.
That's their cover. Yeah, right. That's their front.
And their back. But it's a show about these women who work in a nail salon, but they also kind of get partnered up with some drug trafficking guys, and it really got it's really supposed to be, you know, an interesting show, getting some pretty good reviews and definitely getting a lot of publicity. But that Niecy Nash is one of the stars. She's like the main.
Oh, she's so funny.
Yeah, she's really good. And there's a girl who plays Virginia on the show named Karuchi Tran. I hope I'm saying her name right. I have no idea.
Okay, and is she Vietnamese?
Well, you know what? She's known as the girl. It was, I think she had a, she was dating Bobby Brown and she got a restraining order on Bobby Brown. I think that's her claim to fame. She used to be a stylist in Hollywood, and now she's on the show. But in the very first episode, she showed butt, and we're pretty hopeful that, and I think she might even be Vietnamese, if I'm not mistaken. That's why her name's so hard for me to pronounce. But anyway, Karuchi Tran. And the show's called Claws. So the first episode, there are three episodes in, but the very first episode, she showed some butt. It was a side butt and a little upper crack, but hey, I'll take it for a TNT show. And I think from what I'm hearing, we're probably going to see a little bit more in the coming weeks.
I will say, you know, I'm an Asian expert. From what I've learned, Vietnamese women have a little bit more like, I've seen big, big boobs on Vietnamese women, natural, and I've actually seen some nice full butts. So if she is Vietnamese, she's really doing well for her country of origin. This is just, that butt's fantastic.
It's a bootylicious butt.
It's round and it's out. I'm loving it.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. So anyway, so this show's getting good reviews and it's supposed to be pretty cool. So check it out. Claws on TNT Sunday nights.
Cool.
And there was that nude scene. And then a couple fun ones for you. So do you know, the show, you're a Bravo babe. Housewives of New York City is obviously one of their more one of their more popular shows, and it's been on Bravo since 2012, and it's now it's not as popular as Below Deck Mediterranean, Andrea.
Of course not. No, nothing's as popular as our show.
No, but so last week, this Carol Radziwill, she's one of the New York housewives. She got there was a photographer, famous photographer in New York who did, she posed, she was like her muse, where she posed for this photographer topless, all various stages of undress. And then all the gals from the show came to an art gallery to see this topless modeling shots of her. And she's 54 years old, not a young woman, but her body looks great. I mean, she's obviously had a little work done. But here's what I wanted to talk to you about. We are, as people that have seen nudity on Bravo or know all about it. Now, it's interesting. When we were on Below Deck, the reality TV show, you remember all the girls being naked, they would pixelate the nips. No nip pixelation here. What gives? Now, my theory is because it's a piece of art and it's a picture that they decided it's okay to show it. But if she was walking around like this, they would have pixelated the nips. You know what I'm saying?
I'm also thinking there could be paint over her areola and nipple. See how that color is a little not natural? Because it's covered with paint and or body paint, that could be why they accepted it.
What a technicality.
But if that were the case, I would have just worn nude colored paint on my tits, you know,
wear pink nip covering.
Yes. But yeah, no, she looks really good for her age. She's also dating an extremely younger man, and he's keeping her young, and she looks amazing.
Yeah, it was just fun. Like, normally we don't talk much about Real Housewives of New York City, but hey, they had a decent nude scene from one of the stars of the show, and it's just, you know, one of the many things we have to keep track of. I thought you'd be interested in that. So that was a cool thing from last week. And also last night, this Orphan Black, which, if you don't know this show, that they're in their fifth season on BBC America. It stars Tatiana Maslany, who's a hot Canadian actress. She has a bunch of different personalities in this. And last night, there was that should have been called Orphan Crack, because she was wearing a hospital gown and it opened up in the back and you could see some butt. When I saw this, I told our guys, all right, we need to do a playlist of the best hospital gowns opening up in the back, because it brings back Shelley Long and Hello Again. And there's been a number of times actresses were in the hospital gown and you could see their butt. So we will commission that playlist. But the last couple of weeks, there's been some nice lesbian action with her and sexiness. And then she showed a little butt in last night's episode. And it's funny with her on the show, she'll only show her butt. And maybe, I don't know if it's a BBC rule or whatever. So, but then she did a movie that came out that I'm sure nobody knows about, called Two Lovers and a Bear, about her and this guy. They're like way up in the wilderness in Canada. And she was having sex and showing her boobs the whole movie. So if you're a fan of this girl from Orphan Black, Tatiana Maslany, and you're like, all right, I love seeing her butt, but I need to see those boobies, check out Two Lovers and a Bear. And it's, we have it at MrSkin.com, but it's to me a little better, but place to see her nude. But this BBC America show Orphan Black is also a great place to see her naked too.
She's got some junk in that trunk. So yeah, I'm going to probably want to check out what her rack looks like myself.
Yeah, no, go check it out. Yeah, she's a sexy, real sexy girl. Again, she's from Canada, and the show has a really good following, and people ask me about her all the time. I even think she was nominated for an Emmy this year. So Tatiana Maslany, the show's Orphan Black, BBC America. We get a lot of, it's not a Game of Thrones level nudity, but it's, it's consistent amount of skin each season. And there are a couple episodes into season 5, and we are tracking Andrea every nude moment from that show. So,
I know you are.
Oh my God. So now I'm kind of caught up. Okay. So I'm kind of caught up on the TV stuff. So
you did well.
Well, let me tell you that in this week alone, listen to this lineup for this week. So on Friday, Netflix is going to release season 1 of Glow, which is that gorgeous ladies of wrestling about the wrestlers in LA in the 80s.
We've been waiting for that.
And we have 100% confirmation that Alison Brie will make her official nude debut in the first episode. So that comes out Friday. And there's other nudity that we know of coming up, but she will be naked in Glow. So that's huge. That show Power from Starz season 4, that's the 50 Cent with Omari Hardwick, and you will have a Hardwick when you see when that comes out. That'll start this week, season 4. Preacher season 2 debuts this week. Season 1 had some nice nudity. I was listening to Seth Rogen on Howard Stern today, and he was saying that he got to direct a couple episodes of season 2, but that'll be out, and season 1 had some nice nude scenes, Ruth Negga especially. Wow. And then last but not least, this comes out this week. This is more of us wishful thinking, but we will keep you posted. So Netflix has an original film called You Get Me, which will be out, and it stars like the Nickelodeon darlings. It has like Halston Sage and Bella Thorne from Shake It Up, and it looks like very mature content. So we're cautiously optimistic that Bella Thorne and Halston Sage
keep those fingers crossed.
Yeah, Their Nickelodeon babes will show their silver dalian in this, so we'll see. But I'll keep you posted. But that comes out this week. So yeah, a lot of, you know, here I am. I'm trying to get caught up, and then you throw in Glow, Power, Preacher, and this You Get Me on the same week. So
I feel like I have stuff to keep up with. Yeah, so much to watch, and that lineup for this week sounded fantastic. We had such a great show. You got it all in there. I think my only qualm with the show was that Carrie Coon didn't show us her poon. She's wearing a merkin. That kind of perturbed me.
Welcome to the new millennial. Yeah, that's just the way merkins are, the bane of my existence. I'm pretty confident. I always get to the bottom of real or fake boobs. I can always tell a body double or not. I could tell if it's CGI. That damn merkin tough thing to tell. When Carrie Coon, when that's a merkin, that changes the ball game, because that
was
like,
it was
almost like, I want a merkin that makes me look like a 37-year-old hot chick that would, you know, lives in the suburbs. Like, how are you gonna know? You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Ginger Gonzaga with a big fluffy 70s muff, I'm pretty confident. But that Carrie Coon, it threw me for a loop.
It changes everything. Well, I'll get to the bottom and the top of the massage draping sneak a peek investigation. I'm going to ask some people, and can we just say all hail Lucy Hale's amazing perky nipples? That was amazing.
Yeah, Lucy Hale was my pick to clip today. Yeah. Yeah, and people will be really excited. And again, I don't know if many people even know about this movie. It doesn't even have a release date. So if you're a fan of Lucy Hale, Pretty Little Liars, this is going to be a great nude scene for you.
I'm going to be watching. You better believe it.
You got it. All right, Andrea. So I'll keep you abreast of everything next week, but great show, and thanks, and we'll talk next week.
Likewise. Talk soon.
You're awesome. Take care.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.